Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, October 15th, 2018. Today is Global Handwashing Day, a global campaign dedicated to raising awareness of handwashing with soap as a key factor in disease prevention. Berlin hasn't seen a demonstration of this magnitude for a long time. On Saturday, significantly more people than expected took part in the demonstration and large-scale rally under the title hashtag unteilbar, or hashtag indivisible. In the late afternoon, organizers spoke of more than 240,000 people. Originally, 40,000 were registered. Police wrote on Twitter of a, quote, lower six-digit range. When the head of the demonstration had already reached the Brandenburg Gate, the last participants were still standing on Alexanderplatz. Around 900 police officers were on duty to secure the demonstration over a distance of almost 6 kilometers. Until the evening, the demonstration was peaceful and no major disturbances were reported. Police spoke of a, quote, festival character. At the final rally at the Siegessäule, Jutta Wedewin, managing director of the Action Atonement campaign, said that she looked with great concern at the political and social developments in Germany, stating that right-wing populism is affecting the middle of society. The most recent political debates on the rejection of refugees at the borders had been marked by a, quote, lack of solidarity, cold emotions, and racist incitement. Berlin Superintendent General Ulrike Trautwein emphasized that hatred is detrimental to social coexistence. Obviously, there are campaigns to make hate, racism, and anti-Semitism socially acceptable again. Trautwein stressed that people in Europe were indivisible, that they would respect each other, need each other, and belong together. The German head of Amnesty International, Markus Biko, referred to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was adopted almost 70 years ago. It guarantees universal and indivisible rights to every human being on the planet. Federal Foreign Minister Heiko Maas of the SPD tweeted that a diversity of origins, skin colors, religions, and lifestyles is an enrichment, not a threat. The announcement for the demonstration under the motto hashtag unteilbar, solidarity instead of exclusion, was signed by more than 4,500 organizations and individuals. The call for the event stated that a dramatic political shift is currently taking place and that racism and contempt for humanity are becoming socially acceptable. Humanity and human rights, religious freedom, and the rule of law is being openly attacked. The Berlin CDU, however, did not support the large-scale rally on Saturday, as underlined by their Secretary General Stefan Evers at the beginning of the state party conference in Friedrichshain. Evers said that the applicant for the demonstration is a lawyer of the Rote Hilfe, or Red Aid, an organization that supports, quote, left-wing extremist criminals. According to Evers, the event was supported by, quote, many other dubious organizations, and adding, quote, if democratic politicians or even ministers are walking through the city side by side with left-wing extremist organizations, then this is either naive or politically irresponsible. Criticism also came from liberal Muslims, including Imamim Seyran Atish, founder of the Ibn Rushd Geta Mosque in Berlin Moabit. She found it, quote, very irritating that the organizers of Indivisible were not disturbed by the ties of the Central Council of Muslims with Islamist and right-wing extremist groups. Atish said that it's a very naive idea of tolerance to go out on the street with people who don't want tolerance. The former Federal Minister of the Interior, Thomas de Maizière, is being criticized for his decisions in the Omri Investigation Committee. As several sources report, de Maizière himself made the controversial call to send the official Eva Maria H. as a, quote, representative of his ministry to the committee, which is to deal with official errors around the attack on Breitscheidplatz in Berlin. Members of the committee had severely criticized H.'s deployment. The official had worked at the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, or the BfVO, until August of 2016. 4 months before the attack, before moving to the Ministry of the Interior. As a speaker and head of the department in the Islamism department, she was also responsible for the undercover contacts of the later assassin, Anis Amri. Parliamentarians criticized that for the Committee of Inquiry, she would therefore have been more suitable as a witness. As a supposed neutral, quote, commissioner, however, H had full access to the committee's files and attended meetings that were classified as secret. In the case of a testimony of a witness, she could therefore compare her testimony with the testimonies already taken and her knowledge from the study of the files. When questioning her former intelligence service colleagues in the committee, the official had made sure that no secret information would get out into the public. The Ministry of the Interior had initially concealed the previous activities of H in the Office for the Protection of the Constitution. Only after this had become known through a media report at the beginning of October was Ms. H removed from the committee. The responsibility for her placement had initially been assumed by a department head of the Ministry of the Interior. The fact that the decision was taken by de Maizière himself was not yet known. Irina Mihelic, the Green Party spokeswoman for domestic policy, sharply criticized ex-minister de Maizière. In her view, the choice to appoint Ms. H was a political one that was deliberately used to obscure the role of the Constitution Protection Office around Anis Amri. Every day, countless bus lanes, bus stops, and tram tracks are blocked by cars. Until now, BVALGI employees had to wait for the police or the public order office, who then issue tickets. As of October 15th, however, bus lane attendants and traffic controllers who are already on duty will be allowed to take action directly against parking offenders themselves. Fines will still be levied by the police, to which the report will be forwarded. According to the company, 8,700 obstructions to bus traffic caused by incorrectly parked cars were detected by employees last year. BVALGI spokeswoman Pecharit said that, quote, "We no longer have to wait for the police to arrive, but are on the scene ourselves and draw the driver's attention to their misconduct." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.